you know, psychologically as well, it's taken a huge toll psychologically, not only on me, on my daughter as well, and the family as well. But I've been fortunate because I've had a support structure.
While Martha continues the legal fight in court to get her job back, she has joined a newly formed civil society organization called the Whistleblower House, which offers support and advice to whistleblowers in South Africa. At times, whistleblowers have paid the ultimate price in the fight against corruption. In 2021, government employee Babita Deokaran was murdered outside her home after it emerged she had uncovered corruption in the provincial health department. Journalist Jeff Wicks spent months investigating the circumstances that led to her murder.
She was returning home after dropping her daughter at school, and when she slowed to move a car into her driveway, another vehicle pulled up alongside her and three men pumped her car full of bullets, and she was shot 12 times. What we didn't know then, and we only found out subsequently several months later, was that in the weeks before she was killed, she had stumbled across anomalous payment patterns and had reported them to her superiors. She'd wanted an urgent investigation and a stop to the payments. And even just days before she was killed, she sent a message to her boss saying, "These guys might be onto us if we stop their money and our lives might be in danger." And that message turned out to be fairly prescient because she was killed within less than a week.
Cynthia Stimple is another whistleblower who exposed corruption in South Africa's state-owned airlines. She says whistleblowers are a fundamental component in the fight against corruption.
My own view is that whistleblowers are truly important in fighting corruption because they are the ones who highlight and expose and speak out about either fraud happening in their workplace, corruption, and so they are that first point of call, and we really need to take them seriously rather than victimize them.
The South African government has acknowledged the importance of protecting whistleblowers. It has committed to reviewing the current laws on whistleblowers as part of its national anti-corruption strategy. Dr. Uglesha Radulovic from the University of Johannesburg researches the plight of whistleblowers. He says that changes are required to further strengthen the legislation surrounding the protection of whistleblowers.
So I think what would be crucial would be to revise the legislation to broaden the protection for whistleblowers and to penalize those that are retaliating against whistleblowers. And the second thing that would be crucial would be to create a stronger relationship between the state and civil society, and an independent state institution could provide the resolution there.
At the end of the day, it is important for whistleblowers to speak truth to power. If we really do want change in this country and we want to leave some kind of a legacy and future for our kids, people have got to speak out.
Whistleblowers remain an invaluable resource in the fight against corruption and the protection of democracy. But the whistleblowers we have spoken to believe that they are not getting the support and protection that they so desperately need. Ihsan Hafiji, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.